And so today we have Dr. Paul Cho. Of course, I'm not invite him just talk about finance, but he have a message for us. What does God require of us? What do God want us to do? And he have a special message for us. He's a pastor from, he graduated, he and his wife got a doctorate degree from Andrew University, right? And he will go back to Taiwan. He's a president for Taiwan Union and also for the president for the university over in Taiwan. And so he came to visit to his daughter here in the United States. And so the church, small 20, 30 people, church in Hacienda, they say, you know what, we need you. You need to stay here. And so that's been for 5 years now, right? You stay here, you start with 20 members, and now the church within 5 years reached 191 members. And amazing, and God will bless this church wonderfully, and I just praise God that he can take the time and effort to come here to worship us and share the message. So welcome, Dr. Paul Cho.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Van. I'm so happy to be here. One of the reasons I love young people. Even though I'm 62 years old, it's not a young man, but my heart is still young, you know. I work in educational system for almost 38 years, from age kindergarten until university professor. We went together, worked together, and nurtured those young people together. Every time I see those young people, only two words in Chinese in their foreheads, hope. You know, no matter what, when they come to Jesus Christ, there is a hope. Let me share you a very brief story. One day, a young people came to my office. He said, President, I want to come to study in this university. I said, yes, we are welcome. Immediately, he gave me cigarette. Show me the cigarette. You know, that's some kind of entertainment, you know. Huh? I said, no, I'm sorry. We don't drink. We have no drinking here and smoking here on this campus. He feels so bad. You know, huh? Then I say, I still want to accept you as our students. After 4 years, he became a pastor. It's a miracle. If I say, no, you have such bad behavior, we don't want to accept you, then he has no chance to know Jesus Christ. Not only that, his parents also become Adventists. So miracle happened all the day, all the ways. Today I'm going to share with you, what does God require of me? Anyone has requirements, is that right? As a student, teacher requires you to do something. As a husband and wife, your spouse asks you to do something. As a children, your parents also ask you to do something. Is that right? How about God? Did he ask us to do something? I like this statement. Have you remembered that? John Kennedy said something. It's a powerful statement. American, my fellow, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You remember that? So powerful, so lovely challenge to all American. So you remember another one? I love that. It's Martin Luther King. How did he say? I have a dream. Young people, do you have a dream? Yeah. Of course. Old people, do you have a dream? Yeah. Yes. Of course, we all have a dream, you know. Huh? One day when I was in Singapore conducting evangelist meeting, one of young people talked to me, Pastor, if I have 5C in my life, I will be satisfied. I asked him, what is the 5C? He said, the first one is career. Of course, young people are looking for a job, is that right? No one wants to sit in at home doing nothing. Parents feed you for 20, 25 years. That's enough. Is that right? You have to go out to find something to work. Is that right? Huh? Yes, yes, that's right. Now, as a parent, hope our children can be mature enough and go out to find a good job. You know, contribute to this church, to this country. The second C is credit card. Once you have money, you have credit card, not regular card, not gold card, not diamond card. It's black diamond, is that right? Now, to show your status, that means you have a lot of money in the bank. they are willing to offer you such a great, you know, premium credit card. The second one, they wish they can have this one. The third one, he said, I wish I can buy a condominium in Singapore. It's very, very expensive. Not like in the States. We are living in a mansion, 3,000 square foot. We consider this a small house, is that right? But over in Singapore, 800 square foot considered is a luxury. We call them as a pigeon house. But cost a lot of small condominium, cost about $500,000. They wish someday they can have condominium, you know, become part of their dream. Number four is car. Not regular Ford. It's not regular Ford. It's a Mercedes-Benz. How nice with air, you know, flying, wind. I can fly. Wow, so attractive to every young people, you know, when you drive on the city of El Monte, everybody will look after you, is all right? And even if you don't have boyfriend, girlfriend, someone will chase after you. But someday when I was in school, the students said, Preston, how come you still drive Ford? In Taiwan, Ford is very cheap, but Mercedes everywhere is very expensive. They want to have a car. Next one is club. Not regular club, nightclub. It's golf club. Status. Is that right? Status. In Taiwan, each club, I mean golf club, costs about $10,000 and $100,000. Membership fee is increasing. So one day my student invited me to one of the golf clubs and have a nice rest over there. They have nice hotel there. That night I couldn't sleep. Fancy hotel. Everything is so nice. When I slept there, I couldn't sleep because too expensive. Each night costs $1,000. So I say, no, too much for me. When I was in China, I just paid $10 per night. $10 per night is a remote area. They just give you a dirty blanket. You slept over there. They are $10 compared to $1,000. I could not sleep. But I slept where in China? You know, because is that is your dream? To get those five things in your life? Today, I'm going to challenge you. What does God require of me? Let's turn another statement. My fellow Christians, ask not why your church can do for you, for what you can do for your church. Right, Pastor Van? Do you like this statement? Yes, everybody like it. As a pastor, we like everyone can work for the God. Not only for work for the pastor, work for the church, work for the God. He has shown you, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord requires of you to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humble with your God. Three things, is that right? Today I'm going to elaborate a little bit about the three things that God requires each one of you. You all remember this story. I don't have to repeat it again, you know. Good Samaritan story, is that right? Everyone knows that well. You know, two major things. Love your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and might. Then the second one, love your neighbor as yourself. So clear. Only two, love God and love man. Do you want to have a joy? Yes, three things. Joy. Put Jesus on the first place. Put other, you see, all are ourselves. No, I'm sorry. Others, I put wrong. Others. Then you yourself. I'm sorry. Hey, just earlier this morning. Put Jesus on the first place. Put others on the second place. The third one, yourself, on the third place. Do you have joy? Yes, but today, everyone, I'm the center. Is that right? Even small children, small child say, I am the center of the house. Everyone has to look up to me, especially in China. One child policy. One child policy. My home is only one child also. One child policy is how many people take care of this little boy or little girl? Six people. Six. Father, mother, grandfather, grandparents, grandma, yeah, two sides of grandparents, six people take care of those little boy. He was spoiled. He was spoiled. You know, today, I don't know, any single child here in your home? Maybe not, huh? You are lucky, huh? So, joy, put Jesus in this first place. Okay, what shall I do? Who should I love? How should I do it? So I don't want to spend time to repeat. You know, these Jew people went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Then he met robbers, not only one. Took everything he has and put him half dead. Not totally dead, half dead only. Okay, then the second one, who came by from there? Who can? Priest. The third one is Levi. Is that right? Then the last one is Samaritan. Good Samaritan. He showed his compassion. He showed his love. He put everything to help these so-called Gentiles. You know, so-called Gentile. You know, in the eye of Israel people, Jewish people, they are Gentile. But he showed his compassion. He took care of him and sent him to the hotel and pay everything. Even not enough, he is willing to come back to pay all he has owed to the hotel owner. Okay, the four things that we can learn. The first one, the robbers. What is yours is mine, and I am going to get this. Is that right? This is the attitude of those robbers. They try to grab, try to get everything. Even though today we have those, self-protecting and the ADT. They try, find a way to get into your house to get everything what he wants. Okay? That is the spirit of robbers. The second one is legality, priests and Levites. What is mine, and I am going to keep it. Privacy. In the States, we talk about privacy, is that right? Clear cut. Your mind is so clear. You know, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't come to me. Privacy. This is the second people. Good, bad man. How do you call good but bad man? You are good, bad man. How do you feel? Pastor Ben, you are good man. That's good, you know. So, but you are good, bad man. You see, like this innkeeper. What is mine is yours, and I am going to share it. If you can pay, you know, huh? No money, no talk. Nowadays, a lot of people are doing like that. No money, no talk transaction. Even between husband and wife, you know, if you don't pay me, I don't do that, you know. Family become a business. You know, that's very dangerous. The last one I want to say, good man, Samaritan, what is mine is yours. And I am going to share it without any condition. Once again, think about who has done this to us. Jesus. He paid all the ransoms for us on the cross. You know, he's willing to accept us as a sinner, even though we against him, do a lot of things against him. But he said, just come. I'm willing to pay everything for you. So today, to love is to give. To give is to live. What does God require us to do? To act justly. Let's us talk about this one. Act in a just, fair way towards others. Treat them the way you want to be treated. Is that right? Yeah. Yes, very good statement, you know, huh? We want to treat other people and like you want other people to treat you. Let's learn to that. To do justly. Love mercy. Okay. Don't just show mercy, but love to show it. You know, we have to be act something. Let the people know that we are really care. We are really show our love to them. Give others the same measure of mercy you want to receive from God. So good, you know. Huh? Let's see a small little sparrow. This morning I talk about sparrow, huh? And now it's a swallow, you know. Huh? Here is why it's in jail, and the condition is fatal. Okay? She was hit by the car as she swooped
Lord, close the road. I see seven. I have experienced the same situation. Sometimes I hit birds. I feel so sorry, you know. Yeah, too bad. How come? You know, I hit one more time, you know. I feel so sorry. Maybe the husband is waiting for her to go home. You know, this one, the same situation. Condition is fatal. From these little things, we can learn something. Here he brought her food and attended to her with love and compassion. So nice. Even little bird can show his compassion, show his love. How about human being? Think about us. Do we show our compassion and love to other people? Yeah. Then he brought her food again, but was shocked to find her dead. He tried to move her. I rarely seen ever for swallows. You see something, you know, pushing. How come you let me along? You know, you let me along. This bird show this kind of love. He wanted to wake her up, but it's too late. When I see this picture, I cry. I really cry, you know. Even swallow can do something that human being refuse to do. Aware that his sweetheart is dead and will never come back to him again. How sad. How sad. He cried with adoring love. Don't cry, okay, little girl. Yeah, don't cry. But I cried. He stood beside her, saddened of her death. See? The last one. Finally, aware that she would never return to him, he stood beside her body with sadness and sorrow. I plan to show you this videotape, but I don't have time. Okay, let's learn something. Let's learn something from Jesus Christ. Christ's method alone will give you true success in reaching the people. As Pastor Van said, we want to go to Gardena to revive that place, to help them to grow. That is very important. Young people can do something. We have a dream, not only sitting here. We have to go out. So many people are waiting for us. Not only Vietnamese people, other people is waiting for us to go. So reaching people, very easy. Let's see God's way. Another 5C, instead of Korea, instead of credit card, instead of car, instead of club, instead of condominium. Let's learn something from Jesus Christ. First thing, context. He mingled with men. Is that right? Let's see Jesus. He walked everywhere to mingle with people. He has a sharp eye. Where he went there. He saw many people, tried to help them. We have to mingle with people. Don't be shy. It's a pastor. I have thick face. Very thick. People reject me. Don't worry. People don't like to talk to me. I talk to him. People don't like to see me. I call them. That's the only way you can reach people. I learned something from how to date my girlfriend before. But now, finally, he was my wife. I'm brave enough to win her to become my wife. The same situation. Jesus used the same way. Go and mingle with people. Are you willing to do that? Or just two of us is enough? We are so comfortable. Without other people, we are so comfortable. No, Jesus went out and mingled with people. The second C is compassion. He shows his compassion. You know, Jesus always, when he sees those blind, those mute, those are crippled people, he showed his compassion. Do you have this kind of compassion? Especially now, so many people are waiting for us to help. Did you see that? Do you have spiritual eye to see their needs? Yes, that's very important. The third thing is care. He ministered to their needs. Everyone has different needs. Is that right? Student has their different needs. Marriage has different needs. We have to be sensitive enough to minister to help those people's needs. Okay, care for those people. Confidence. He won their confidence. Not just first step, say, come follow me. Who are you? You have to build up the relationship through contact, through your care, through your compassion. Then win their confidence, then bring them to the church. Bring them to the Christ, okay? The last one is called, he bade them follow me step by step. That's the only way we can reach people. Follow who? Follow Jesus. So we have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history. Such good promise from Mrs. Huang. We have nothing to fear. If we have fear, we are not here. If we don't go out to bring people, so many people in outside, we can see they are in such a fearful world, we just go there and bring them home. Okay? To walk humbly with your God. Let's see. For what? Bring them to Christ. Not bring them to Pastor Bean. Hey, Pastor Bean, I bring one to you. No. We bring them to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, if Pastor Bean is not here, he won't come back again. Every time when the people say, Pastor, I like your sermon. I like you. Yes, you like me so much. But I immediately turn their eye to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, they will lose their future. They don't know how to depend. Look, always bring them. Look, Jesus Christ. So open your heart to the Lord, and he will open your eye to the lost. Did you open your eye to see your boyfriend, girlfriend only? God, open our eye to see those people around us. According to their needs, we bring them to Jesus Christ. The seven last word of a dying church. I don't mean we are dying, no. But it's a warning. Some church is dying. Church, you see, such a beautiful church now become a castle. Nobody there. Become a historical site. Eventually, if we don't really work harder, the church is dying. You can see, when I turn on the website, I can see many, many churches for sale. Many, many churches. Some huge churches are very cheap, you can buy, but not in El Monte. So expensive here. So we have to go to Chino, even though we cannot go to China. Chino means China. At least we can reach people over there. You know, people need us. We have to work. We never did it that way before. So simple, seven words, and then become a dying church. Let's work together. Become a living church, lively church, okay? Where there is no vision, the people perish. We must keep dreaming and keep visioning to keep our church ministry and personal lives from perishing. Is that right? You see a lot of dying members. My wife said, in the church we can see not only dying, it's in the ICU. That's very dangerous. Have you visited those ICU, emergency room, those dying people? In the church, we have many, many dying church members. One day, one of the young people come to me, say, Pastor, what is SDA mean? What does SDA mean? Seventh-day Adventist. Very good. He said, no, Pastor, somebody say no, it's a different way. S represents sit. D, down. A represents always sit down, always. Wow. It's a dying church. We see a lot of young people come to the church, sit down, always. After that, say goodbye. And another young people say, no, Pastor, I don't see that way. S represents super. D dynamic. A actions. Super dynamic action. What a bit different. Are you a super dynamic action members or sit down always members? It's challenging. Let us keep visioning. God will show his love. God does not call the qualified, he qualified the called. Is that right? Qualify those they called. Very good. We are here. God sent me. God called me for a special mission in this world. Okay, I don't have time. Okay, to walk humbly with your God. Let's see this up. Okay, I put down, remember who I am, your God. If you keep that in mind, you will walk humbly before me. So good. Remember Jesus. Remember God the Creator. Just a few things I want to share. Walk humbly when you are spiritually strong. Don't be so proud, I'm a good man. I'm so spiritual. No, nothing to be proud. You know, okay, walk humbly when you have much work to do. Don't be proud, I have so many things to do, but you do nothing. No, God used everyone. Even single little tiny boy can do a lot of things. When I see Pastor Van's little children, Samuel and Timothy, they are playing. Wow, I wish I had four boys. Can help me in my ministry, but too bad I have only one girl, single girl. But let you know, next month, I will be grandfather. Wow, so proud. Is that right? But God, let us do everything. Don't be so proud for that. God give us opportunity to serve. Walk humbly in all your motives. Motive, you know, what is your motivation? You know, okay, walk humbly studying God's word. That's very important. Every time, read God's words. Otherwise, we get lost. We have no time to study God's words, but we have time to play Facebook every day. Is that right? How many friends do you have? 1,000? More than that? Oh, my wife's encouraged me to join that. I said, no, I have no time to join that. You know, huh? Yeah, it's too much. You need to have time to study God's words. That's very important, okay? Next one, God, walk humbly when you under trials. Trials, you have trials, all right? We have to meet every trial. That's good. God wants to give us opportunity to grow our spiritual. That is the experience that God wants to give to us. Walk humbly in your devotions. Walk humbly between you and your brother and sister in Christ. Walk humbly when dealing with sinners. Okay? Yeah, that's God. Give us the opportunity. I'm going to live the way Jesus wants me to live. I'm going to give until there is just no more to give. I'm going to love. Love, there is just no more love. It's not easy. I could never outlove the Lord. Just a last story I want to share. Pastor Van just mentioned something about our church. It's a miracle. One day, elderly church elder come to see me. He said, Pastor, since we are going to build a church, buy a church, anything I can help, I will try my best to sell my two antique chairs from Qin Dynasty about 250 years ago. Very long, long times, antique chair. He said, I tried to sell, when I bought it, $60,000 for two chairs. $60,000. I tried to save for the last 10 years. I couldn't sell because the prices remain the same, about $60,000. And then he heard that we are going to build a church. He said, Pastor, I'm going to donate one chair when I saw. I said, yes, very good. So let's pray together. The day when he sent his chair to New York for auction, we prayed together. I said, God, if this is God's will, you will show your mercy. You will perform the miracle. The following week, send back the message. It's really surprised me. I would say, God, you are the mighty God. The message sent back. Original is $60,000 for two. Finally, he sold how much? No. I don't have such a big face. Yet, he sold 480, eight times. So he gave one chair, $240,000 to church. Right. Eight fought. It's not easy, eight times. And then he has another 240,000. You know, originally he thought it's only 30,000, but 240,000. But last month, he gave another 100,000. God is good. You know, we have to walk humbly to give. I could never outlove the Lord. Is that right? Let's see the last one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Are you a new creature?
Amen.
Yes, we have. From the day one, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are the new creation. Let's see. Remember. What's the difference? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is an old creation. The old has gone. The old has come. Oh, the new. Oh, I'm sorry. I took copy. The new has gone. The old has come. The new has gone. The old has come. Are we going to go back to the old Adam again? Today, I'm challenging you, dear fellow, young people, including me, young man. What does God require of you? Humble ourselves, act justly, and love. Show our love and mercy to our friends. I believe someday we have more young people in this church. Not only here, let's continue to work for Him and win more people through those five things. Show contact people, show our compassion, show our concern, and then win their confidence and bring them to Jesus Christ. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen.